Class 14 of the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Program continues in southern Spain. And our friend Clinton Griffiths, who's, of course, with the OSU Ag Communications Department, host of SUNUP on OETA, traveling along with the group. He had the chance to sit down and talk on a one-on-one basis with one of the class members, Michael Marlowe, an agricultural professional, works with Monsanto back here in the U.S. Michael Marlowe says it was quite an excursion, quite a day of traveling in southern Spain.
It was a very full day, but every day on this trip has been a full day. And what we saw today was kind of a culmination of things that helped me realize just what it all meant. For example, we went to a place with a castle. And in these castle grounds, they had gardens, and we saw buildings that were 1,000 years old and some that were only 400 or 500 years old. And you think about the perspective, why, I was thinking of myself, why in the world does that matter to a ag leadership class? And it kind of hit me. We looked at the gardens and we looked at the countryside and the importance of food safety. Where the mills were for grinding the olives and making the olive oil, and where the grains were down by the river, and the importance of clean water. And it brought it all together in that we can learn from the experiences of the past. We can take what we learned from looking at Spain 1,000 or 2,000 years ago and the processes they had to go through and the changes that they had to make as their society grew and things changed and their needs changed. Clinton, for example, when you look at Oklahoma, and you look at Oklahoma 100 years ago or 150 years ago, you go back to the land run, for example, and what happened in Oklahoma after the land run? Some of the best crops for us to grow were cotton and corn. They weren't making good enough money on corn. They went to cotton. And you can go around Oklahoma, and there are still remnants of little cotton gins everywhere in Oklahoma. You go to some place like Spain or Morocco, and there's remnants, 1,000-year-old remnants or 1,500-year-old remnants when the Romans were here, which goes back almost, 2,000 years ago, and there's remnants of oil-crushing mills for olive oil that date back almost 2,000 years ago. And you think of the significance. Oklahoma hasn't been around near as long as Spain, as far as the advancement in agriculture and what we're dealing with. But the changes that have occurred over time have been very dramatic. It always falls back to what's traditionally worked for crops. You'll see in Spain some changes have been made, and they went from olives to grapes, and when the grapes didn't work out so good or they pushed the citrus too far, then they went back to olives. They went back to the dryland crop that really was consistent for them and made them money. And you look at a place like Oklahoma, there's some crops that are really going to work well in Oklahoma environment. Winter wheat, cotton, and then in places as the crops develop and they fit better, some other crops, Clinton, are going to be there for us to look at. Winter canola, the development of corn that's more dryland tolerant, sorghum, soybeans, and we have opportunities in Oklahoma to meet the needs of our population, to meet the needs of our farmers' incomes, but we have to change a little bit from the way we were doing things before. We've seen that over thousands of years, the farmers in Spain and Morocco adapted to the needs of their climate, the needs of their societies, their income needs. You wouldn't expect, coming from Oklahoma on this trip, I had to think a little bit about, well, all these supporters out there that are writing checks to support this Oklahoma Ag Leadership class, what does it really mean? And what it meant to us as a class so far is to learn more about the depth and breadth of agriculture, to help open our minds and our eyes to the needs of agriculture, to food safety needs, and take it far beyond just bringing wheat to the local elevator. It's really opened my mind to a whole nother level of thinking, and I know it has other classmates, and what it's going to take for us in agriculture in Oklahoma in the next 100 years. It's not all about the next 5, although on the farm, it goes year to year, income to income, and making money. Yes, we understand that. But there's something bigger out there, and this is opening our minds to it. So for all those people who've supported the OALP program in the past. I hope they continue to in the future, because there's a lot to be learned. And there's other people like me and my classmates that are going to come into class 15, and they're going to need to learn these things. All these lessons you look at from the beginning to the end of this class over the last 16 months, and it's been amazing. And it's a very good step-by-step process to help us to understand and move on. There's no way we could have had this international trip and gotten what we have out of it had it been a year ago. We weren't prepared. We weren't. Although in all of our own professions we're some of the best, we weren't prepared for the depth and the breadth of agriculture that we were going to see and learn about. And it was a step-by-step process. And I think anybody out there who's thinking about going into the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Program, they need to be very open to the ideas that they're going to learn a lot more than they expected. There's going to be some oh wows and some neat things they're going to learn they didn't even anticipate. And that's probably the funnest part of this whole class.